When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Miss your touch. What's the fast food you'd buy a subscription to? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And what is the fast food you'd buy a subscription to? 651-641-1071. Bradley Trainer.
Yes,
this
queen.
Is a reality. Why are we asking?
Thanks for asking. Because Taco Bell wants to sell you tacos for 30 days at a time. A 30-day taco subscription.
This sounds so dangerous, but so amazing.
So delectably so. Yes. So about 20 participating restaurants across Tucson, Arizona. Now it's test. Just calm down. Okay. Customers can pay between $5 and $10 a month for their Taco Lovers Pass, which gives subscribers one taco a day for 30 days. The app-based program is currently active until November 24th, and you get a variety of tacos, including but not limited to soft tacos, spicy potato soft tacos, crunchy tacos, and Doritos Locos Tacos.
This is genius.
There's also, once you subscribe to this thing, there's a special section within the app that's unlocked, and you can get your free taco added to your cart. Panera apparently also has something similar. They do a monthly program that lets you get a free hot or iced cup of coffee every day. Burger King does, or did rather, have a coffee subscription, but they've since stopped doing that. I imagine, though, this is just going to continue because, I mean, let's get people to shell out the money, whether they buy the thing or not, every month.
Remember, we used to subscribe to the Brugger's Bagel Coffee Club.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, you'd go, we'd just go, like, and it's genius, right? Yeah. Because if you're there already, like, why wouldn't I pick up, like, a dozen
bagels?
Well,
and you liked your coconut coffee.
Yeah, they also had hazelnut. So good, so good, so
I
good.
I do miss hazelnut coffee.
Ugh. Man, I gotta do that again. Do they still do that?
I don't have one on the way to work, so.
I can.
Well,
like I would take your mug and I would mug us all.
Okay, mug me.
651-641-1071. If you could do a fast food subscription, what is the fast food you would buy a subscription to? Let's go to the phones. Jack is on the line.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack. What's the fast food you'd do a subscription to?
Hey, you guys, I would love to eat at Chipotle more often. So I would do like a burrito or a bowl once a week or something.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way you just don't even have to think about it. You don't have to have your, you know, you just have your phone with you, probably show your app and then, you know, they tick it off or something.
Yeah, sour cream and avocado. You know me. I know you.
Exactly. Let's do the thing. All right. Thank you, Jack. We did get a tweet from Love is the Law who said, I want a subscription to either Taco John's for the potato Olays or KFC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do like that idea. I mean, I like the idea of a restaurant subscription because, well, first of all, they know, you know, you're going to tack on a couple other things. You're not just getting your free taco.
You're like, it's free already. I might as well add something. I'm not spending any money, which is genius because you are actually spending the money, but you don't think you are at the time.
Psychology. What would yours be, Bradley Trainer?
Mine would definitely be Culver's related because that's the fast food place that I would most find myself. And, you know, if it was like a double bacon butter burger once a month.
Because you'd add some stuff on.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I would get my frozen custard, or maybe it was like a custard club, you know, where you get the flavor of the month or it's flavor of the day, I think. Right.
Yeah.
I don't go enough to get too excited, because usually when I do go, I want my own stuff. I don't want, like, triple berry surprise.
You want the thing you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's where I would go. I'd also be all over chicken, like a Popeye's chicken experience. Mm. What about you?
Honestly, it's Taco Bell. Like, the thing that makes me sad about this is that it's not here.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
It also would be super dangerous, right? Because
dangerous.
Like, you would think you'd, because when you do something like that, you want to get your money's worth. It reminds me of the, when they first came up with the, oh gosh, what was it called? I've already forgotten the movie one. Movie Pass.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Right. Like, you did the math on how to make it worth it for you. And then you would do the work to make it worth it. So if you're getting a taco a day from Taco Bell for, what was it, $5 a month?
Yes. Again, it was anywhere from $5 to $10 per month for a Taco Lover's pass, which gave you a taco a day for 30 days. It is only a place like Taco Bell, unless it was like, you know, McDonald's, you got like a large fry every day or something.
Right.
But like, nobody's going for just a large fry. Right. But, you know, some days you might just show up for your large fry and get a drink.
Right. Who did, Olive Garden. Remember the pasta pass?
Oh, yeah.
Where they only sold a certain amount of them, and then you got them.
I bet that's where this idea came from.
Yeah, it's genius. Holly, what would be your subscription, your fast food subscription?
I would subscribe to Starbucks.
Yeah. That's the other thing is I would
say coffee. I'm surprised they don't do that.
Me too.
They have reward systems and all these other things.
Can I just tell you?
I don't,
you
got
to be a super fan of whatever brand, and I'm all here for that. Like, if you're a super fan and then you're like plugged in and you're doing all the rewards and getting all the things. It's too much work. Like, it's not work. It's just, it's a thing that I can't keep track of. And then I just always forget.
Yeah, I don't need them to track me that much.
You guys.
I don't care about that. But
I'm just like, yes.
But I know what you mean.
Some kind of Starbucks coffee clutch.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, Lindstrom?
Nothing. I'm thinking about, do you guys not use the Starbucks app?
No.
No.
That's why because you don't have to keep track of anything. You do everything through the app. So, like, I have my rewards right there on my app, and every time I just pay through the app, and then they give me my rewards, and then eventually, like right now, I bet you I have like 400 stars, which I think I could actually buy a Starbucks location for that.
Okay, but they'll ask, so what do you get with that then?
Free stuff. Like, I don't know. You can get, for 400, I probably could get some bags of beans, but they always ask me, it's like a game for me whenever I go through. They're like, do you want to use your stars to pay for that? And I'm always like, no, because I want to see how many I can get. But then, like I said, I think
you're trying
I'm
to get
buy
the rock tumbler at Chuck E. Cheese with your paper tickets.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I've been conditioned to do that. The more stars, the better. But you do it, they do it all through the app. So like, they keep track of it every time it racks up, and then they can see, oh, you've got a free drink. Do you just want to use your free drink? And I'm like, no, I'm trying to buy an actual location.
No, leave me alone.
Can
no,
you do that?
No, oh. No, I'm just teasing. But I have
No, I know, but I'm saying, why don't you use your things? Because then that saves you money?
Well, eventually I will when they're about to expire. Then I'm like, oh yeah, take them.
Do they tell you when it... See, again, you're just giving me hives thinking about, like, I have to have my app out.
Oh my gosh, it's so easy. Everything is right there, you guys. It's so easy. I do want to tell you how many stars I have because I find it to be impressive. Oh, it's only 279. But it only
how many points do you get every time you go?
That's a good question. Panda, if you could tweet us that, I don't quite know.
Because then I would be impressed. There's a little math involved in there because I don't know. What do you get 100? If you got 100 stars every time you win.
It depends. So you get I think you get one star per dollar spent, which tells you a lot about my Starbucks habits right now after I just told you how much is in there. But there are certain ways, if you are using the app, that you can get double stars or like triple stars. You get all. Okay, ready? For only 150 stars, you get a free drink. For 200, you can get lunch. For 400, you can get select merch. She says she's seen people at her location with thousands of stars. Again, I think that they're trying to buy the location. But I'm with you, Holly. A subscription service would be even easier than my star collection.
Yeah, I just want, like, I get... Although, here is the problem with the subscription service. You better be on it. Because then you're going to do that thing, like, when I had a subscription to the New York Times in paper back in the day, they piled up because I wouldn't get to read them.
And then it gives you stress.
Then it gave me anxiety. And then I had to cancel my subscription because I felt like a failure.
I did that. Oh, my gosh. Why did you just tell me my story? I did the same thing with the Star Tribune. I got the daily paper and it piled up in the corner and I just felt like a loser.
Yeah.
When we come back.
True. Not that you're a loser.
I mean, whatever. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, yesterday we had a conversation about the Met Gala and about the fact that Khloe Kardashian was not invited.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, I think she's actually been banned from...
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, we said that maybe any minute she was going to have something to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were right. I will tell you what she had to say about not being invited to the Met Gala after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, well, yesterday, let's just take a little journey back in time. On the Colleen and Bradley show, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hey.
Yesterday, we had a conversation about the Met Gala. And we talked a little bit about the Kardashians and their engagement with the Met Gala. And basically that they kind of owe it to Kanye West that Kim was even invited at all. And then Kendall was invited because she's actually a fashion model.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kylie was invited. And then Kris Jenner was invited. But Kourtney and Khloe have never been invited to the Met Gala. In fact, according to The Sun, Khloe Kardashian is literally banned from the Met Gala.
She's banned?
This is what sources have said about her engagement with the Met Gala, that she is, quote, to C-list. Yeah.
Womp,
according to Anna Wintour. Now, in the past, Khloe has been like, look at my sisters. Oh, my gosh. They're so great. Look at their epic on the carpet at the Met Gala. But this year, she said the following. Yesterday, the day after the Met Gala. Good morning. Today we are staying hydrated, meditating, ignoring people who make us sad, and communicating our feelings. Now go be great.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
So here's the deal.
Always with the people, you know, coming at her. So, always the backing of the clap.
Right? So in other years of life, in other times of the world, I might have read something like that and been like, oh, Khloe. And then given her the benefit of the doubt that this was just her trying to be inspirational. I don't know. But this girl has perfected the art of cryptic tweeting and cryptic tweetstagramming. And I feel like...
Cryptstagram.
Yeah. We can... Crapstagram. I feel like we can now be sure that this is definitely Khloe Kardashian... Womp womp, sad trombone, tiny violin, poor meing, that she doesn't get to go to the Met Gala. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I remember specifically saying something like, watch for her to poo-poo or to whine about people saying why she wasn't, or I don't even remember how it came up when we had this conversation yesterday, but it's totally predictable that she would respond to haters because that's what Khloe Kardashian does. Part of her oeuvre is to respond to those saying negative things, which is a choice. That's your brand. And I don't know if Kris Jenner put that in her head, that that's who she is and that's what she needs to be online, or if that's just a reflection of who she actually is. And if it is, I just feel bad because it's like, girl, you have like all the stuff in the world. What could you possibly feel aggrieved by? Not that you don't, because even rich people have problems, but you know, when you're portraying your whole life in public for the purposes of making money, like it's just a choice that I wouldn't be comfortable with. Like, I don't want to always be sad Khloe or clap back Khloe.
Right.
You know?
With a K.
Yeah.
Can I also point something else out that they rightly point out in the U.S. Sun about Khloe? Because I feel like we didn't actually ever talk about this. I feel like we wanted to talk about it, but we didn't have time. That this comes just, you know, days or weeks after she posted a message on her own Instagram that said, offline is the new peace of mind.
Oh, we talked about it.
Did we end up talking about it?
Yeah.
You know the irony of that? Where did she share that insight?
On social media.
Online.
Yeah, that's what we talked about.
Okay, good. Was I here for
I don't know. Maybe you weren't here, but we absolutely had this conversation.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. And we're like,
girl.
But you're, that's what we're, huh?
Does she just not have anybody like reflecting reality to her? In her life,
I think you are correct.
Because
that is a correct statement.
Like, there's a thousand opportunities for people to just be like, "Girl, maybe
well,
don't."
Because
do
in
that.
Your life, somebody's going to pull you aside, and it would probably be one of us, mm-hmm. or like your husband, mm-hmm. more likely. It'd be like, "Girl, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You look, you sound pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to sound pathetic?
Because mm-hmm.
that that's fine if that's what you're trying to do. Help me understand, but I just want you to understand that you sound like you're." Really aggrieved by something very little
mm-hmm. and petty
and petty mm-hmm. and it's okay to be petty, but like, let's be petty together, get it out. Let's not put that on social media.
Well, and that's the
but
other
that's
thing.
That's not what they do. I mean, to be fair, that's what they do is right. They put all of their petty stuff out there.
That's
because
their brand.
That's their brand. I don't know why I'm doing my hands
I
like
don't
this.
Really know either.
Kind petty of hands.
These are petty
I'm
hands.
Covering
there's
my
jazz
boobs.
Hands.
Yeah.
And then there's petty hands. Yeah. The other thing is, I mean, you know, I don't know. We don't know. I feel like we don't have to spell this out. But like the irony of complaining about not being invited to the Met Gala to the rest of the world is like the epitome of obnoxious, drippingly disgusting privilege.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, also, like, does every... Because here's the thing. I understand FOMO.
For sure.
Everybody has FOMO. Not everybody.
I'm about to have FOMO for a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
That's cute.
Bradley
Trainor's going on a fabulous vacation.
Yes, and I'm very fortunate, and I'm not going to complain about it.
But FOMO is a thing.
But FOMO is a real thing, and it's okay to have FOMO. But the way I work my way out of FOMO is if I ever have FOMO, I'm like, but do I? Okay, well, first of all, do I even want to do the thing that I'm FOMOing?
Right.
And maybe, I mean, to be clear, I bet Chloe does want to be at the Met Gala. She would love it. But if she doesn't, like, then just let it go because it's just a FOMO thing, and it's fine to have those
yes.
things. And that comes with age. Once you hit about 40, that's when it was for me. I started having less and less FOMO, and now I literally have to be kicked by friends and loved
right.
ones
out of your house
to
do
get
stuff.
Out of my house to actually have the opposite. I have the opposite of FOMO. I'm like NOMO,
right? And that's my thing with Chloe is like, girl, why didn't, like, I don't know, to me the antidote to FOMO is do something so fabulous that you don't even care that you're not at the dumb Met Gala.
Yeah,
like,
or be like, hey, Anna Wintour, what a B gotta do to get a ticket?
Yeah.
Like, what the fact that I own my own fashion brand, that's not enough for you?
Right.
I mean, just do something that makes you look less, like...
pathetic?
But that's kind of what, that's, again, mm-hmm. I mean...
It's her brand.
It's her brand, because what is she always doing? Like, people are complaining about the way I look, that's petty. Well, why are you talking about it all the time? Don't you think people understand that that's a weak spot for you, so they're just going to target you?
Well, that's
you?
The other thing, is like, she literally is showing people where to aim yeah. the arrows.
Yeah.
Every single time.
And they will. Trust me.
Oh,
trolls
yeah.
smell. They're like sharks in the water.
Yes.
They yes. smell that blood.
Mm-hmm.
That blood of insecurity.
It's true. Stick with us, people.
Yeah.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things. Crazy, stupid idiots.
Bye.
After this on MyTalk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot.
Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI.
It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida. Sometimes other places.
Like
Altoona.
Ooh, I love tuna.
Altoona,
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, thank you. You know, there's also an Altoona in Iowa.
Oh, I did not know that.
There's a lot of Altoonas all over the place. But this is the Pennsylvania Altoona, and we are going to a Five Guys burger joint.
Oh, yum.
In Altoona. It does sound good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
There we will meet 51-year-old Anthony Towles, who was working a shift at the Five Guys in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And one of his coworkers was like, hey, Anthony, you know what? I got to talk to you about something. You're not working hard enough. And Anthony, who felt as though he was working hard enough, got real mad.
Okay.
But that's not what makes him a crazy, stupid idiot. Because if you felt like you were working hard enough, somebody was like, hey, you need to work harder, and you got mad about it, that would be pretty garden variety. It was the way that he displayed his personal anger that makes him a crazy, stupid idiot.
Okay.
What did he do, you ask?
What did he do, I ask?
He removed a pen from his sock.
Okay, that's a weird place to keep a pen, but sure.
Apparently, he keeps a pen in his sock, and he used that there pen to stab his coworker.
Oh, why?
In the head.
Ow.
Now, it was a pen.
How do you, oh God.
So it didn't, you know, do the damage that, you know, something sharper may have done, or Sharpie.
Still.
Hey, see what I did there? But kind he of? Did leave a gash on the guy's
my
ear.
God.
Also, let me tell you something. When you get cut on the head, that bleeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll also, it's your head.
Also, it's your heat. Anyway, he ended up with a big gash on the side of his head right behind his ear. He's going to be just fine. Do not worry about it. However, Mr. Towles got arrested, and he's now facing felony charges for aggravated assault with an attempt to cause serious bodily injury.
I just don't understand ever being so angry that I'm going to pull a pen out of my sock and stab someone in the head. I mean, I guess I've thought of things like that. Probably not the sock pen thing, because I just, why do you keep a sock in your, or a pen in your sock?
I know. But I don't know. I guess if you don't have a pocket, where else are you going to keep it?
Why don't
a sock
you
is
have
a good
pockets?
Place to, I don't know. Maybe he was wearing one of those fancy slacks.
Fancy slacks, honey? Fancy slacks have pockets. Generally several.
Lady slacks don't. So well, that's the
maybe
thing.
Maybe Anthony was wearing lady slacks.
With pleats in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sensible elastic waist.
Exactly.
But even then, you could put it on the waistband. I mean, there's just more accessible places. Yeah.
It's true.
Fly.
Mm.
Just hanging out. It'd be kind of awkward walking around with
like,
a pen.
I feel like, you know, why
fly.
Wouldn't you just clip it on your shirt or something? Yeah. I mean, there's options is all I'm saying.
All right, that was in Altoona.
Altoona
casserole. Okay. If you had a casserole restaurant in Altoona, you could call it Altoona casserole.
Yeah, if it were in Minnesota, though, it would be Altoona hot dish. So
yeah, it's true.
But we don't have an Altoona.
I don't think we have an Altoona.
Do we? I'm going to look that up. Will you tell us?
You could be named Al and have a place called Al's Tuna Hot Dish.
I mean, right? Oh, there's an Altoona, Wisconsin, too.
That I did know, because that's on the way to Milwaukee, I think.
I've got the best news for you.
There's an Altoona hot dish?
There absolutely is an Altoona, Minnesota. It's in Pipestone County.
Oh, well, get on it, kids.
Very exciting.
Is it, though?
It is to me.
I want you to go there.
I might go.
Give us a full report.
Listen.
Population, listen, how many?
I am looking that up right now, but I want you to know that this very morning I learned that the Lindstrom Bakery, that is well known for its donuts, nationally recognized, in fact, is for sale on the market. And do you think my husband and I had a serious conversation about it?
I don't see Altoona. I see an Altona township.
No, Altoona.
Well, this is written on Wikipedia, Altona in Pipestone.
Oh, you know, maybe they just changed the spelling.
I don't know. You know, somebody call us. It's in the lower left-hand corner of Minnesota.
You just take I-94 there. Altoona.
Says Altona.
You say Altona. I say Altoona. Altoona.
You better get that Altona cartridge changed.
Okay, but did you... but did you completely not hear the part about the Lindstrom Bakery and how my husband and I talked about buying
What did you want me
it?
To say other than know, just exciting. Make like, me some donuts?
How great would that be? I'd give you donuts all the time.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be here, so we're I need not, you to just stay here.
We're not buying a bakery.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That would be like,
that's also a really longer commute.
It's not that bad.
It would.
It's like an hour.
You wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't do it.
Exactly. So just bring me some donuts and... let me tell you about this story.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, I want to take us to a place in Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, in fact, and a place specifically known as Crest Foods Market in Moore, which is a suburb of Oklahoma City. And I want to tell you about a guy. He is unknown to the world. Now, he is probably, I think it's safe to say, based on the story, not a fan, or maybe actually... you could take this either way. He's either a huge fan of Totina's Pizza Rolls or not a fan at all of Totina's Pizza Rolls. Totina's? Totino's Pizza Rolls.
That's the sister of Totina.
Yeah. I'm Totina. Actually, I'm Totina because like... people like to look at my toes. That's why they call me Totina.
Slightly off-brand Totino's Pizza Rolls.
I'm Totina.
What if your toes were made of Totina's pizza
rolls? Oh, you'd nibble on
Listen,
them toes.
Believe me, I would have a real foot fetish.
Although, after a while, they would get kind of, you know, they would like ooze out the side. So that's,
well, that's
the big
always
problem
the hard
with
part.
Totinos.
You
got
to get them out of the oven before they start oozing.
Yeah. Somebody needs to work
There's
on that.
There's a high ooze factor.
Yeah, or else they don't get warm.
Now that's not good for toes.
Now, remember I told you this guy is unknown because he is the criminal in the story because we are calling or talking about crazy, stupid idiots. So now I want to introduce you to Shirley Wright Johnson. She was shopping with
Shirley Wright.
Shirley Wright Johnson. I guess better than Shirley Johnson. Okay. Right. I mean, I'd be fine with that. Okay. Shirley Wright Johnson was shopping with her two daughters when she reached into the freezer case for a bag of pizza rolls. There's only one problem.
The problem is, I don't know. I can't even.
She reached in.
There's no potty joke. She grabbed potty. No. Are you serious?
Shirley Wright Johnson, a resident of Moore, Oklahoma, was shopping with her two daughters when she reached into a freezer case for a bag of pizza rolls. Upon picking up the item, she realized she had more than the item on her hand.
No! I thought I was kidding!
Ms. Wright Johnson
grabbed Schmeese's rolls.
recorded images of the merchandise and exclaimed, I pick up a bag of pizza rolls and there's literally bleep. Human bleep. Excuse my language, she said.
Oh my gosh.
So, unbeknownst to Shirley, the crazy stupid idiot in question had left a gift in the freezer case on top of the Totino's pizza rolls.
Stop it.
I'm going to call this Totino's.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine you reach into the freezer case? Also, can we just talk about who and how was...
who defiles the pizza rolls like that?
How do you do that, though?
Yeah, they had to transport it in. I mean, they didn't...
squat on top of the freezer case? Because it could have been one of them open freezer cases.
True.
Oh, true. Yeah, remember those.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they still have them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
R.I.P. open freezer
R.I.P.
cases.
I mean, at the Cub over on Minnehaha, they've got that one.
Mm-hmm.
Or that model.
Mm-hmm.
So the suspect apparently schmefa-schmated. Schmefa-schmated on a bag of Schmotino's schmitza rolls.
Oh my god!
And then placed another bag atop his schmefa-schmation.
Oh, to freeze this it. This is a whole weird... I don't get it.
Now, police cameras did apparently record decent video of the incident. I don't understand how... What does that mean?
Decent video?
Like, maybe they didn't see him doing it, but they saw him crouching on the pizza
rolls. Yeah,
like
they didn't actually see the action.
Yeah, they'll be able to identify the suspect.
Mm-hmm. I just love the idea. In a video, Wright Johnson shot inside the supermarket. She recorded images of the schmerchandise and exclaimed...
Schmerchandise.
Schmerchandise. I pick up a bag of pizza rolls and there's literally bleep. Yeah, because you wouldn't be expecting that.
No, because it's not like a single serve fudgesicle.
Why does Holly always have to go
there? I don't know.
You also, brought the story!
You know, like, I ain't Miss Marple or, you know, Inspector Gadget, but like...
Okay, there's obvious, a long walk. Go on.
This... I could tell you this happened recently.
Right. Yes.
Because she reached into the freezer case and got some stuff on her hand.
Yeah.
That means it had occurred.
It was recent.
Yeah. Oh,
it had not had the opportunity.
Because otherwise you would just be like
change state yet.
Mm-hmm. What is this, you know?
Fudgesicle.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Also, if your fudgesicle look like that, something wrong.
It's in the bargain bin.
Bradley would like to recommend fiber at this point.
Be like, I think. Anyway, but yeah, the moral of the story is that means during the day he walked in, schmooped, and then left. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the good news. Police say a person of interest has been taken into custody in connection with a separate matter, but they believe
that it is the same person.
The very same person.
Wow, that person got busy up in that grocery store.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the person is seen in video on the phone with his cart. And I'm just like, I need to have a conversation.
So he was talking to somebody while he was doing all of these shenanigans.
So it's a very casual experience.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Bradley, thank you for that. That's going to be the end of...
Just be careful the next time you reach into the freezer case. Make sure you have a good look-see before you grab.
People are going to have nightmares about this.
Well... It's my duty.
Nope. Turns out it wasn't.
To keep you informed.
Are you admitting something? When we come back...
I've never been to more Oklahoma.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, 'tis that time of day. We're going to play a little game. That game is called The Throwback.
What?
After this on My Talk 107.1.